Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that today is the day that you're speaking to your church. You're speaking to us. You're speaking glory into the earth, and we receive it, and we pull and believe for greater impartation and revelation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. And we know that a lot of people in the body of Christ are forgetting his benefits. Did he say, forget not all his benefits? And then he goes and he lists several of them. Would this be just all of them, though? Oh, there's a lot more than that, isn't there? So you got a lot of remembering to do. But we're going to deal with these today. Forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities. Good news? Yes. You ever commit an iniquity? At least one. All right? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Well, when he removes that sin, you're no longer short of the glory. Right? That means he makes it available to you. Well, glory be to God. So he forgives all your sins. He heals all your sicknesses, all your diseases, all of them. How many does that leave left over, Julia?
None.
No diseases. He forgives all of your iniquities, removes them as from the east is from the west, as far. He does the same thing with your sicknesses. Hallelujah, all of them. Good news, right?
Yes.
And he goes on, he says, redeems your life from destruction. Crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Is this a promise of God? Is this one of his benefits? Forget not.
Brother, that's the problem. I'm so old, I'm forgetting things.
This is the one you shouldn't forget then. Write this one on your mirror. He renews my youth. You people ready for this?
Well, brother, how much youth do I have to have?
Well, let me just explain where I'm going with this before I get too deep in it. Listen to this. I got this off the internet from a doctor, a reputable source. Are there any reputable? I don't know. Is there anything reputable on the internet? Well, we are. Our church is on there. Hallelujah. That's reputable. Common diseases with aging. I got this message from the Holy Spirit, okay? So shape up. I didn't just, come up with this, one day I'm going to pull this out of my file. I have no file. I'm going to pull this out of my file. Listen up, because this is something that we're receiving today. I don't care how old you are. It doesn't matter. Look at this. Common diseases with aging. Common. What does common mean? It's pretty common, right? And you're going to see as we go along here how common this stuff is. Well, I'll get ahead of myself here. You going to preach against wrinkles? No, but just listen. Quit interrupting me. Hallelujah. As a person ages, the immune system weakens, organs begin to deteriorate, and the body becomes susceptible to a variety of diseases. That's how he starts this out. Does this sound like what you'd hear on the news media? Does this sound like you'd hear something the doctor reports to you when you go in, you get your physical, and he pokes and prods you, and you're like, stop it. Well, this is common. You get to be a certain age, this is common. People here? Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Why then did he go on to say he renews your youth? Because there's common diseases that come with aging. Are you redeemed from all sickness and all disease? Did Jesus heal? I'm way ahead of myself, but listen to me. Did Jesus heal every disease and every sickness among the people?
Yes.
Yes, brother, but they were all people under 40. Were there older people in the crowd where Jesus preached to and healed all sickness? So he must have healed diseases that were common to aging.
Yes.
Now are you people here?
Because
this is where we're going today. God renews your youth because there's common diseases that are healed through this method of Him renewing your youth that aren't healed in a different way. Why would He separate these two things, brother? Because this is the way that they're healed. He renews your youth in this area, and it causes that sickness or disease to leave. These are diseases that are common with aging. So the method to get rid of that disease that's common with the aging is to get rid of the aging. Does this make sense? You ever heard anybody say that before? I've never heard anybody say that before. Well, welcome to church. Break a glass or something. Throw it into the fireplace. Oompa. Glory be to God forever. Can we believe God for something other people might not be believing God for? Do we see this in the Word? This is in the Word, and I believe this is part of the day. The last day, glorious church is going to be a church that has its youth renewed. He's coming back for a bride. A bride with walkers. All right, brother. You guys ready for this? I'm just going to give you a list here of diseases that are common with aging. Alzheimer's causes brain damage, it says, and death of the brain cells. Is that bad? Okay, I just want to stay straight here. That's bad, right? Your brain cells dying from aging, all right? Susceptible to these things because of aging. Hey, no laughing over here. Arthritis. What is that? That's, you know, he gives a little description here, but it's your bones not functioning right. Something happening, right? Pain. Do you know, well, I'm over 40 now, and I used to just spring up off the couch. And I noticed myself, I'd get up and I'd be like this until I straightened up. I'm like, what is going on back there? What would the doctor say about that? That's something common with aging. Stiffening of the joints and stuff, right? It's not full-blown arthritis. I'm not all bent over and twisted, but it's something that happens. Are you here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He says cancer here. Because of the weakening of the tissues and the organs, you're more susceptible to it. Diabetes, heart attacks, is this common? Common associated to what? Because your heart has what? It's been used for a long time, right? Even people that die at like 90. I remember they said this, you know, about Catherine Kuhlman stuff. What'd she die of? A heart attack. Her heart stopped. Well, her heart has to stop at some point if she leaves her body. Right? Their heart stopped. No kidding, they're dead. This is what you get paid for? We did an autopsy and, well, her heart isn't beating. You're clever, brother. Heart attack. Heart disease. Osteoporosis. Calcium salts depleted and bone fabric deteriorates. I don't want that. None of this sounds good. All of these things are common with what? Aging. I remember, I think your grandmother or something went into the hospital, you know, and her toes were like twisted over. What did she call it? A hammer toe or something. You know what the doctor said? Well, it's because you're old. And your toes were, you know, having a hard time. Well, aren't you wonderful? And I'm supposed to pay you $300 to tell me that. You're old. Disease common with aging. He renews your youth so that He can fulfill this other part of the covenant, which is to cure all sickness and all diseases and keep them out of there. There's some diseases that are cured by the renewing of that part of your body with youth, youthfulness. I'm going to go on with this list a little bit here, but turn with me over to James 4:3. I tell you, I got this message from the Spirit of God. And if you'll go with me on it, brother, if you'll go with me on it, we'll hear some things here. We'll We'll get some things straight, and we'll see how we can get people healed that they might not have been able to be healed before because they're not believing for the right thing. They need that part of their body renewed with youth. Youth-renewing serum. Put some youth salve on it. We should bottle this and market it. It's called the Bible. Did you find that? James 4:3. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. If you're asking for healing, and this is what I'm saying, you're asking for healing in a specific area. God, get rid of my arthritis. Please heal me of my arthritis. He doesn't need to. He needs to renew your youth in that area. So we're asking amiss. We're not receiving something because we're asking for the wrong thing. Strokes, Parkinson's disease, pneumonia. How about teeth falling out? Is this something that happens to people when they get older? Brother, stepping on my toes. Circulatory diseases. I'm cold all the time. Okay, AJ, I'm helping you out here. Stiffness. Men, back pain, very common with men as they get older, right? I used to be able to lift all kinds of big, heavy objects, and now I just, I let the young guys do it. That's either wisdom or what I'm talking about, or maybe a combination of both. Senior moments. Have you ever heard anybody say this? Don't ever say that again. I'm having a senior moment. I've said it. Stepping on my own toes. You ever said it? Oh, I just had a senior moment. I forgot where I put my keys. They're in your pocket. How senior of a moment you want? Seriously, after today, never say something like that. You're not having a senior moment. Your youth is renewed, and we need to keep our confession straight in line with God's word. Our youth is renewed. Does God do this? I'm going to take you and show you scriptural examples. The fathers of our faith who walked in faith and God renewed their youth when they kept their confession straight and they were believing God. I put down bone loss down here. It can't be that, he loses a bone. You get up one morning, where'd I put my femur? I'm having a senior moment. No, meaning like the bones, they shrivel up, they get brittle, right? You understand? And they fall down, they break a hip. I helped a lady up the other night. She'd fallen, she couldn't get up. So I helped her up. But her bones and her muscles had been weakened to such a degree she couldn't get up off the floor. Is that good? Did she need to be healed? She needed her youth renewed in her muscles and her bones. Right? Dementia. Cataracts. These are things that are common. Common, people. This is common. We could all probably name somebody. Right? Adult onset diabetes. They became an adult. We don't know why. But because they became an adult, this, right? Well, what if they were still had their youth renewed and their physical body didn't know it was an adult? With the adult obesity, it couldn't come on. It'd be like, I'm looking for an adult. But no one raised their hand. Hallelujah. Longer healing times. Ever heard this? Oh my goodness. Margaret fell and broke her hip. She'll probably be healing for the next 8 years. Children heal quick. You can break their arm and their leg and they just heal right up. The next week they're running around in the field again, doing the same thing that broke their leg in the first place. You people here? Longer healing times. Well, 80-year-old people, they get a little cut and it's like it takes them forever. Is that God? Does God heal all our sicknesses? Yes, he does. But he can only heal it with the renewing of the youth, certain things. Do you understand? So when we pray that they'd be renewed, that their youth will be renewed in that area, now we're on to something. More susceptibilities to colds and flu. You ever heard this? The flu shots, who do they recommend go get the flu shot? Infants and senior citizens. They shoot them with the flu, the bird flu, the swine flu, elderly flu. If the pig is sneezing, stay away from it. All right. Glory be to God. Well, I'm glad to hear. Go to Deuteronomy 34:7. I'm telling you, this is a message the body of Christ needs to hear. This is something we need to hear. I know you're young. Well, we're going to get younger. There's certain things. Well, if you believe for it now, think about this, you young kids, you whippersnappers. Believe for this now, and you won't have the problems that everybody else has been having. And you'll keep your confession straight.
Yeah, when I get to 40, I won't be able to see as good.
You know, people say stupid stuff like that. Deuteronomy 34:7. And Moses, you ever heard of him before? Moses, did he spend some time in the glory of the Lord? Almost every day. Almost every time you see him, he's like either hanging out with the cloud or something. He's in there talking with God face to face. You think he knew something about God? I think so. Look at here. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. I remember seeing a sculpture of Kenneth Copeland talked about it. Said it made a profound impression on him because he, you know, we have this idea of Moses with the long, scraggly beard and the big shepherd's crook because he's got a sheep under, no, and he's old and he's got this long flowing thing, you know. But Copeland said he came into some of his friend's office and they had a picture of Moses standing there. He looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger holding the commandments up. Come on. Hello? Rock. He climbed the mountain and brought down rock tablets.
Not little rock tablets.
Rock tablets. How old was he at the time? Let's see your grandmother do that. Most old people die going up the hill and can't make it. Pick up the rock tablet, Grandma. Get moving.
Yeah, but that was Moses.
Yeah, but it's the same God, people. We are in a new covenant established upon better promise than any Moses. Moses wasn't even born again, people. Forget not all his benefits. When he died when he was 120 years old. He didn't say he got sick and died because his heart gave out. Actually, it says the opposite. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated, meaning he had strength of a young man even when he died. It's just his time was up. It was time to go. Why? Because it was time for him to turn it over to Joshua and let him go in and take the land. So he just said, hey, I'm done. See you later. That's the way it should be. Come on, if you're continually being healed and you're walking in the youth-restoring properties of God, what are you going to die of? You just have to go when you've completed what you've done or supposed to do on the earth and go. Brother, I've never heard anything like that before. I believe the Bible says that there's appointed unto man a time to die. No, it's appointed unto man once to die, but not a time. Your time is up to you. Paul said, I choose whether I'm going to go or stay. I want to go, but to stay is more beneficial for you. So it was up to him, wasn't it? Yes. Anyways, go to Numbers 13. Like I said, I'm going to try to run through these quick. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Numbers chapter 13, verse 27. Glory be to God. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. This was the 12 spies. They were sent into the land of Canaan. Remember this? Yes. Moses sent them in to spy out the land. Go spy on them. It flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. They saw the children of Anak. Oh, my God. Do you know why? Anak is spelled out in other places. These were really big, powerful dudes. You ever see some families? You know, you go to my family and we're not really big people. I brought my wife home. She's rather tall. And they were like, she's not going to hurt us, is she? Is she a good witch or a bad witch? No. We're not munchkins, but I mean, there's some people that are just plain big. You ever meet some families? It's like, hello, where do you people come from? Everybody in the family is like 6'10", 350 pounds, in shape. They're like, hello. It's like, I got to go somewhere. I'm going to go get my chihuahua. Play with my small friends. The children of Anak were there. Why did they even mention this? Because they were big, powerful dudes. Scary. Israel, do you know Israelites? You ever met some? Are they big people? Okay, I'm not picking on anybody other than myself. I associate with the Jews, by the way. Jesus was a Jew. He's Lord of all the earth, okay? But they were the children of Anak. They were big, powerful dudes, and they mentioned it here. The cities are walled, and the children of Anak are there. Scary people. All right. I said I was going to hurry up here. Glory be to God. The children of Anak are there, and the Malachites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30, look at this. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses. What did he do? How did he still the people? He shouted them down. He said, whoa, shut up, children of Anak. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Only he and Joshua said this. Everybody else was like, the children of Anak. Alzheimer's. The children of Alzheimer. Okay. He stilled the people. He said, let us go up. What did he look? He said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report in the land which had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw are men of great stature. So you got 10 of the people, the spies that came back, said, we can't do it. They're people of great stature. We're small. We're like the munchkins going to take over some, you know, giant factory or something. We can't do it. We're not able. The land eats up people. What did Caleb say? Completely opposite. He was like, we are well able to go. Look at chapter 14, 29. Hallelujah. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, all that are numbered of you, according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. This was the commandment of the Lord after he heard them all belly aching that they couldn't do it. They can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. They're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. We can't do it. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once and take the land. And then God came back and said, well, guess what? Everybody else is going to die. They're going to live out their life and die in the wilderness. Did he kill them right there? No, they walked around for 40 years, the men of 20. 20 years up and up. So what was the top age then? 60. People were dying at the age of 60. Do people die at the age of 60 today of natural causes? What they say, well, old age things? Oh, yeah. Quickly, go with me to verse 14:38. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. It said that everybody else died. So who were the two old guys? Joshua and Caleb. Were they older than everybody else? Yeah. Except for Moses, who was older still. Remember, his natural strength was not abated. Glory be to God. Go back to verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit within him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Because he had another spirit within him. He had another spirit within him. Put up the next verse. Joshua 15:14. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak when he was what? At least 60 plus. You understand? Caleb went up and whipped their butts. As an old man, everybody else was like, no, we can't do it, we can't do it. The young men, the strong warrior ones of Israel, they wouldn't do it. But Caleb said, let's go up at once and take it, for it's ours. The Lord gave it to us. And here he goes up, the children of Anak, which were the big dudes. Didn't they feel stupid? They didn't know that he was operating in something supernatural. Moses, his natural strength was not abated even though he was old. Is 120 old? Yeah. But what if your natural strength isn't abated and you have youth renewing power flowing through you? Then your organs are not old. Your heart's not old. You think Caleb had a weak heart? He had an old heart. He was all shriveled. He was wrinkly, barely moving. No! He was strong like an ox. Forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. He had a different spirit within him. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let me just read this real quick. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. What was the spirit that Caleb had in him? He had another spirit in him. This was the spirit. He had a spirit of faith where he said, let's go up at once and take it. He believed and he spoke it. We have the same spirit of faith. We can believe and take these things. Take what? Take the renewing of our youth. Go to another example, Genesis 17. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. You don't have to get old and feeble. You will get older, but you don't have to get feeble, and you're not susceptible to all of these things that everybody else is with old age. We've been redeemed from it. Forget not these benefits. If you see an old age thing coming on you, then what do? You claim the renewing of youth to that part of your physical body or that part of your mind. My mind is renewed. I can memorize things just like the kids. Well, you can't teach an old dog new trick. Why do they say that? Because the old dogs, you know, they're just in one straight way and they can't think outside the box anymore because they've lost the creativity of youth. Well, we don't. We're quickened with it continually. Verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and 9. How old's that? Add those up. 99. When Abram was 99, God started talking to him about having a kid. God must have been nuts. Didn't he know how old Abraham was? When he came and visited him, he must have been, oh, wait a minute. You're old. I must have had the wrong guy. I thought Abram was a young guy. God's not confused. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. How many 99-year-old people do you know today that God's saying that to? He wouldn't say, walk before me and be thou perfect. He'd be saying, breathe before me and live thou another day. And watch a soap opera in the afternoon if you can sit up. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face and broke his hip. Said, I've fallen, I can't get up. And that was where it originated from. He fell on his face and God talked with him. You hear? Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Go to verse 15. And God said unto Abram, As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. He wasn't crying because his hip was out of joint. He fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? Shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? That's funny. This is why he fell down and laughed. Verse 18, and Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, which is laughter, by the way. Go to chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent in the heat of the day, and he lifted his eyes up and looked, and behold, 3 men stood by. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. Look down at verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. Verse 10, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent which was behind. Now Abraham and Sarah were both old and well stricken with age. Well stricken, people. Yeah, brother, but you know, you're preaching this stuff and I haven't been believing for the renewing of youth. What am I going to do? Well, Abraham and Sarah were both well stricken, weren't they? They were stricken with it. Somebody came and beat them with age. They were stricken with it. You could look at them and say, these guys are well stricken. Right? You've been stricken with age. They were both well stricken with age. Are you here? Does this diminish the promise of God? Because somebody's sick, does that diminish the promise of God that he will heal them? No, it has nothing to do with it. Them coming in line with the promise of God fulfills the promise. So if they were stricken with age and they had to be renewed with youth, which she had to be in order to bear a child, right? She has been past the age of childbearing. And I'm not saying that you need to believe for that, people. If you're beyond the age of childbearing, you don't have to, but you can be, your physical body can be quickened so that it is not sick from diseases that have to come, that come with old age. Where'd I leave off? 11. Now Abraham and Sarah were both old and well stricken with age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure in my Lord being old also? So I don't know if she was laughing more at herself or to him. And the Lord said to Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. He just said the same thing again. She should have just immediately agreed with what he said. So be it, remember Mary? So be it unto me according to your word. Was it impossible for her, Mary, a virgin, to give birth to a... In the natural, it's impossible. Virgins don't give birth. But she said, be it unto me according to your word. And will his word renew her youth? This is another example of God's word, them being in agreement with it, which the Bible does say. She gets in agreement. She believes God too. So did Abraham. Not looking at their body. They're believing. They're in agreement with the same spirit of faith. They believed and they spoke. Changed her name to Sarah. Started saying, I'm a princess. I have many nations coming out of me. She changed what she was saying about herself. She's in agreement now, and the word is starting to do something. You've got to see this. Go back to verse 9. They went and said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return. Everybody circle that word, return. I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Look up the word return. It means turn back. I will certainly turn back the time of life, and she shall bear a son. Just later on it says in here that it had ceased to be with her because she's past that time in her life where she bears children. He said, I'm going to turn it back. Turn what back? The time of life. So he's taking that which is old and quickening it and turning it back into youth. You know, and part of the reason we have to preach this stuff is because nobody's preaching it. How can you believe on something that you have not heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? I'm telling you, I believe the Spirit of God gave me this message. So receive it. You can be quickened. Hallelujah. Return. He turns back the time. If I could turn back time. God does this. This is part of what he did to Sarah. Do you know, do you have any relationship at all with Abraham and Sarah? Do you think maybe they're the father and mother of your faith? We have the same spirit of faith that they did. And if God did it for them, the blessing of Abraham and Sarah comes on you. If we receive it, if we believe it, and we say it, same spirit. If you don't, well, don't worry about it. Get old and die. It's appointed unto man once to die, but not a time. You pick the time. It could be earlier. Just get old and get some of these diseases that, you know, people are prone to when they get old. But don't believe the word of God. Hallelujah. I will certainly turn back unto thee according to the time of life. All right. Glory be to God forever. Go quickly over to chapter 20. There's other translations that say, I'm going to return and do something to her. I'm going to do something to her. What did he have to do? If she was past the time, right? Menopause or whatever. If she's past that time of childbearing, then in order for them to have children, he would have to quicken her physical body to the point where it was renewed. It had to be turned back in time. Can God do this? Does God do this? Obviously he does. This is in your Bible, people. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 20. Look at verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she's my sister, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Why did he do this? Because she was a beautiful woman, and he wanted her in his harem. Do you remember how old she was? 90-some now. Well, stricken with age. Now, if you're standing there looking at somebody, you can tell they're well stricken with age. You can, but this king can't. Obviously, he's blinded by her beauty of strickenness. No, God did something to her, and it didn't just affect her womb and those parts that are caused for reproduction purposes, but it affected her whole being. Do you see this? Or is this, you know, this king just likes older ladies? Especially 90-year-old ladies. He saw her and he sent for her. He was going to take her into his harem. God did something to her. Started renewing. How would you like to look in the mirror and it looks like every day you get a little bit younger and a little bit younger, a little bit younger? God's quickening your physical body. Forget not all of his benefits, who renews your youth. He turns back your age. He turns it back. Does that mean that I'm actually a year younger? No, because that's just like weird science fiction stuff. You're still the same age. Remember, Moses was 120. It didn't say, well, he was actually only 3. Because God turned back the time and he turned into a 3-year-old. Goo-ga. He was still 120, but his youth had been renewed and restored to the point where none of his strength had abated. Right? Forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. And we can believe God for this. And this is what I'm trying to show you. Believe God in this area. Rather than trying to believe God for some kind of symptom or something that's trying to come on us because it thinks it's supposed to at a certain age, we resist it because our youth is renewed in that area. Like I said, adult onset diabetes can't come on someone who's not an adult. Right? Aren't you immune from that? How many kids do you think have osteoporosis? I mean, their bones depleted and they've got humps on their back. What hump? Not too many. Do you think they have a problem resisting it? No, because they're young. It doesn't come on them. This is going to freak the devil out because he figures, okay, they're receiving AARP magazine now. I can go and put something on him. Maybe that's how he gets it. And, you know, he goes, just follows the subscription. People do this. They get to retirement age and all kinds of things come on them because they just give up and then they move to Florida and they buy a boat and they die at 67. Renew the youth. They should be taking on something else, starting some other business venture, building another church, doing something. Productive. Was Moses productive all the way up till the time he left? Absolutely. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Forget not all of his benefits. I'm almost done here. Job. Brother, what could possibly be good in Job? There's a lot of good stuff in the book of Job. Job 33, verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. For I have found a ransom, and most of your little Bibles will have a note in there, and it'll say atonement. He delivers them. Remember, the Bible says, forget not all his benefits, who delivers you. He delivers them from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. I have found an atonement. Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return unto the days of his youth. What is this talking about? It's talking about an atonement that he has found. That does what? It makes his flesh fresher than a child's. And returns him to the days of his youth. What does this atonement? Does the Bible talk about an atonement? Is the whole Bible about the atonement? It is. In the atonement is youth restoring power that will return your physical body, your flesh. You can't even twist this scripture. Your flesh is returned to your youth. Forget not all of his benefits in the atonement, people. There is youth restoring properties in the atonement, and I'm telling you there has to be, under the simple premise that if God is going to heal all your sicknesses, And some sicknesses come on because of older age, then he has to heal those sicknesses. And the way he does it is by renewing your youth in that area. You see this? One more, Romans chapter 8. I'll try to end. Does that make sense to you people? If God is going to heal in the atonement, we all know, you know, that there is healing in the atonement. By his stripes you were healed. Well, what if there are sicknesses that come on people, common sicknesses that come on people because of age? Obviously, it can't heal that. Obviously, it has to. And the way it is by renewing youth in that area. In the atonement. Brother, are you saying that there's youth restoring properties in the atonement?
Yes,
yes I am. Get over it. God is good. He's all good. You can't find a bad spot in him. And people have been looking for years. I don't even know why. You there? Romans 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead. Who raised up Christ from the dead? The spirit of him. The Holy Ghost. Shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. The word mortal means subject to death. Mortals are, why are they called them mortals? You are mortal. Because you're subject to death. You haven't been through the process of dying. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. So until that time, until that you actually do die, you are subject to death. Your physical body. What does the Spirit of God do? He makes alive your mortal body, which is subject to death. He's making it alive. Do you know what alive means? It means to make someone well alive so that they're living. What happens to an older person's body? And everybody's, I don't care how old you are. You know, and they've done tests on these things, and I could quote stuff, but I'm not going to. But at certain ages in your life, certain things deplete, certain things go away, certain things stop reproducing, the cells stop reproducing. And at that point, what happens? They begin to die in that area. What did God say to Adam when he left the garden? Dying, you shall die. In dying, he didn't die right away. Does everybody know this? When Adam left the garden, he walked outside the garden and whack! He died. No. He lived for quite a long time, but dying he shall die. He was in the process of a long, slow dying. His cells were dying. They weren't being quickened. But here we have verse, chapter and verse, that says the Spirit that dwells in us will quicken, will make alive, will rejuvenate our mortal bodies, our bodies that are subject to this death. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting this. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It's the same spirit, people. Was Jesus dead? That's about as far off as you can get, people. If you're actually dead. But you're not dead. Are you here? You're not dead yet.
No.
Everybody say, I'm not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
Which means his spirit coming on you is going to quicken your mortal body that's subject to death.
Yes.
Is he renewing your youth?
Yes.
Are we believing for it? Is our confession now, do we have the same spirit of faith where we say this, what we believe, and we have what we say? It's true. I'm excited about this. Glory be to God. And we can believe for things that have been bothering us that have to do with age. They're age related. Right? Glory be to God. And are we quickened? Are we quickened from those things? Yes, by the Spirit of God that dwells in us. He's quickening means making alive. And the quick, you know, they say down in your nail, there's a quick part, right? Down to the quick. Have you ever heard that? You know, if you were to stick a needle up under your fingernail, at some point, you're going to get to the quick part. And the quick means it's alive. So the Spirit of God is in you, and he's making you alive. Not with needles. What parts is he going to make alive? Hang with me here, people. What parts is he going to make alive? Does he have to quicken something that's already alive? He's quickening those parts that have been going down because of age. Do you understand? They're going down because of the time of life. He's going to roll back the time. He's going to reverse it. What if we believe for this? Would that be a glory to God? Would that be a sign and a wonder? I think so. Why is everybody else getting old and crotchety? You guys just want to go jump on the trampoline in church. I like that kind of church, trampoline church. Moses went up on the mountain, I'm telling you, he was old, but his natural strength wasn't abated. You can get older. We're all going to get older. But our natural strength doesn't have to go. We can be quickened in our mortal bodies to the point where we don't lose our eyesight, where we don't lose our physical attributes that keep us strong and healthy to preach the gospel. Remember Lester Summerall? I'll try to end with a story. Had a friend in Ramah who knew Lester Summerall, worked for him, visited many times. Lester Summerall would sleep like 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. The guy was a tank. He was constantly good. He would wear out the young people that worked for him. And he was at the time 70-something. Okay, and the guys, I was 20-something at the time, so my friends were all 20-something, and they'd be working for him. He would wear them out with his schedule of work and just going, 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 going. How could he do that? You would think that the young people will be able to really keep up with him because he's old. He can only work a couple hours a day before he falls asleep on his desk. Something was happening. If we can believe for this and have it, we can walk in it. All the promises of God are yes and amen. God's not saying no, 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 no. He's saying yes. Forget not all of his benefits, who renews your youth. Everybody say, God renews my youth. He's doing it now. Every cell of my body is being made alive by the Spirit of God. Now that's a good testimony. Tell you, grab onto these things and it'll do things where other confessions haven't been seeming to work. Where other things, and I'm telling you, he's trying to reveal things and bring things into the body of Christ where they've been, do you think he cares about the body of Christ? This is why he speaks to them, why he reveals things to them. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. And you can go down, we could go down this whole list I wrote out here. I've even got drug costs down there. Does it cost you more when you get older? People would say, does it? Yeah, because you're trying to take apart, you're trying to pay for all of these parts that don't seem to be working anymore. When you were a kid, did you have a problem? No, you'd go to the doctor like what? Once, maybe, if you had to in school, they'd shoot you with something. And that was only because they required you to. But then when people get older, they're like, oh, I got my doctor's appointment. What are you going for? I don't know, but something. I can't remember. I forgot what it was. And then they get these big pill boxes, you know, with the days on it. And you open it up, and it's like it spills out all over. You got 400 pills. I just take them all because I can't remember which one to take. Hallelujah. Do you think God wants that for you? Think God wants that? What do you think he wants you to be sick and under? He wants you to be constantly doling out all your money to the doctors? For what? So they can tell you you're old? Give you another pill? Tell them, all I want is an anti-aging pill. And this is your anti-aging pill. The Holy Ghost quickening your physical cells, the physical cells of your body. Your whole body's made up of cells. You know this, right? Yes. And he quickens every single one of them and makes them alive. Then the death process is reversed to the point where those sicknesses can't come on you. All right. Glory be to God. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for your word. We receive it. We believe it. We commit to walking in your word, standing in faith, keeping our confession straight with your word, that you are quickening our physical mortal bodies. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. We're being quickened even right now, right now, right now. We thank you for it, Father. We keep our confession on that. We thank you that this is part of the promises of God, and we do not forget it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.